And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here and declare your independence. I'm Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAU Tiful Studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're trying to hook it up. Let's make sure we got him on the phone. We got him on Skype. Let's see what we got here. We got you there, Chris?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There we go. Okay.
Very nice.
All right. Yeah. Don't be a slacker. All right, this is what we're doing. There is going to be... starting tomorrow, there's the hard fork in Bitcoin Cash that be a coming. Now, we're talking to Chris Pasilla, and he knows every little thing about it. He also he's a lead back-end software developer for Open Bazaar. Now, we're interested in all kinds of decentralized, none-your-business kind of stuff, and we just had James Corbett on, and he and I have been in agreement on we're up against a philosophy. What we're up against is the individual versus, and they can get all these different kinds of collectives they got of, you know, this group and that group and country and philosophy and party and kind of, you know, and banking of the central we rule you command of the empire of complex of banking, industrial, military, something. You're not in charge of you, okay? But it comes down to that very philosophy, regardless of what the flavor is. It's the individual versus they, them, those won't leave you alone. So my thing is I'm going, all right, what are the mechanisms that, you know, we can use? And a lot of these things in crypto and blockchain and all that kind of scared the crap out of they, them, those. They went, whoa. We need to get a hold of this here thing. You know, it doesn't have the fiat seal of approval from the man, but damn it, we need to, like, say that. It doesn't have approval of the man. Now, this one has a GoldmanSucks.gov coin over here. Now, it's got the approval of, and we're going to transition. You can feel it coming. It is going to be some crypto, and it'll probably be, you know, Bitcoin main or whatever, and they're going to say, this is the one that we officially approve. You may use that. Well, maybe I don't want to use it then, okay?
Yeah.
Well, there's other efforts. Well, Bitcoin Cash is out there, and there's a lot of different things that are being built on that, and you can hard fork a gazillion times if you want to, but why and to what, and it's happening again tomorrow. Chris, help us understand what the hell's going on. Go, man.
Well, we are having a scheduled planned hard fork in Bitcoin Cash tomorrow, but what has essentially happened is it's turned into... in my opinion, I think Bitcoin Cash is basically under attack right now. It's under attack by essentially one guy, a billionaire, Craig Wright, who wants to take it over. He wants to take it over and turn it into like a centralized little coin that he owns, and he's the owner of it. He controls it, and he decides what changes are allowed to be made on the protocol, who's allowed to mine it. Who's allowed to make transactions? He wants to control it, and he's buying up a lot of mining power with the intention of trying to 51% attack Bitcoin Cash, and then substituting his coin that he's created called Bitcoin SV and trying to pitch that to users as the new Bitcoin Cash. So he thinks if he kind of destroys Bitcoin Cash, he can then come by and say, "Hey, now you should use this centralized thing that I've created." So that's what's happening. So we're going to see. It's a big threat to Bitcoin Cash. It's possible Bitcoin Cash might not exist in the form that it currently exists tomorrow. So we'll have to see.
Okay, now wait a minute. So the forking is him taking a bunch of mining power and going over there with whatever he's doing?
So we have a planned network upgrade, and it was a little bit slightly controversial, but these were tiny changes that really, at the end of the day, every reasonable person got behind at the end of the day. It was only him who said, absolutely not. And he tried to buy off the different Bitcoin Cash development groups because there's several different development groups, and they all told him to go stuff himself. And so he got all offended and said, well, I'm going to destroy you, and I'm going to create my own coin. So he's working on, you know.
So who cares? Why is him creating his own fork matter? I mean, I tell you one thing. This is, all right, let me make this so the audience understands. All of crypto together, couple hundred billion, whatever it is, you know, now it goes up, down. That's a drop in the bucket. And if you're in financial, want to rule the world stuff, you can manipulate prices any way you want. Uh-huh. You know, that's just the way it is. But does the system still maintain itself? I have miners. Well, I remember back in the day, you know, just a year or two ago, man, 60 cents a terahash, man, woohoo, making some money. Yeah. Well, now you got your, you know, your S9s and L3s and whatever the hell out there, and you're sitting there and you be a mining. Well, then it goes down to 30 cents, 23 cents. Yesterday it was 17 cents a terahash. You cannot make money doing that. And it gets to, you know, I get the impression they don't care. They want to drive out miners of Bitcoin Cash because you simply can't make the money. They get all of the terahash. They start making a lot of Bitcoin Cash that's not worth anything on the anticipation that it's going to go up either later, or they just want to crash it and they're willing to burn through some cash to do it.
So that's exactly what he's doing. So I completely agree with you, Ernie. Normally I would say if he wants to go and create his own coin, let him, right? I'm perfectly happy to let him create his own coin. And if he wants to compete with Bitcoin Cash, heck, if he even wants to compete for the Bitcoin Cash name in the market, I would have no problem with that. But he's doing exactly what you just said. He's trying to buy up a lot of hash rate, and he's willing to mine at a loss. He's, you know, they're billionaires, so they're willing to mine at a big loss and crowd out every last person until he's the only one mining. And then he's just going to destroy Bitcoin Cash and make it, you know, and then turn around and try and pitch his coin as the substitute. So I mean, I'm almost positive nobody's going to use his coin, right? It's why would you use some centralized thing run by some authoritarian dictator, which is essentially what he is. He's not a libertarian, not an anarchist. He's
well, how much money does he have? How long do we got to wait? How much mining at a loss do we need to do? How can I help? I got miner, yeah, man. Pick a day, and we'll crush this some bitch.
Well, yeah, I mean, we need a good amount of mining power, so we'll see. I think, so here's the thing. I think the Bitcoin Cash supporters have more mining power than he does. But it's a question of, I don't know how long the Bitcoin Cash supporters are willing to mine at a loss. He's allegedly, you know, crazy enough that he's willing to mine at a loss as long as it takes to destroy Bitcoin Cash. That's what he's publicly said. And he's also publicly threatened, like, you know, reorging the blockchain and reversing transactions to cause exchanges to lose millions of dollars. He's an incredibly malicious person.
Why? And, I mean, is he like a secret handshake club of they, them, those, or what?
He might be. I mean, we have no idea. Absolutely
no
idea.
Well, who is he?
Craig Wright, this is the guy who's claiming that he's Satoshi Nakamoto, you know, which I think most people, you know, believe he's just lying about that, too.
Oh, the guy from Australia or whatever?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Okay, now, what? Why would he, you know, I wouldn't get the impression that a Satoshi would, you know, use this method.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have compared Craig Wright's behavior and his personality to Satoshi's, and they're completely not alike. Like, Craig's the polar opposite of Satoshi Nakamoto. So it's hard to believe that, you know, he was Satoshi Nakamoto.
Okay, so why is this because he favors Bitcoin, you know, or he just wants cash to be, what, I don't know, is he the NSA? I mean, you know, what are we looking at here? Why is it another collectivism versus individual thing, and we're going to individually collectivize everybody under this individual? I need to understand the why. When we come back, Chris Pasilla is going to help us out. You know, because I'm, you know, this battle, you thought it was just going to be easy? From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is Michael Dean.
Okay. I'm, not paying attention, don't care, blah, 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 blah. I start to get some rumblings, of, and of course I'm looking at, you know, the return on Terahash, and I'm going, wow, you know, I mean, It took a dump. So this is what it was.
Yeah, so the this is him spinning up a lot of mining power on Bitcoin Cash and driving out other miners. So we'll see. I mean, people who plan on deploying hashing power to kind of defend the network are waiting until, you know, after the fork happens. So they're not doing it now like he is. But, I guess we'll see how much it
okay,
is.
Okay, now the miners, you would have to redirect to the fork, I mean, to that version or whatever, and you have to make some change in some mining pools that recognize the ability to do that. I mean, how's that working out?
Yeah, so mining pools can switch software they mine pretty quickly. I mean, within like a half hour, they can have their stuff migrated over.
No, but I mean, I physically have to make a decision. I go, I want to mine this fork and not that one. I have to physically go over and do that. If he's taking the same 256 miners and he's switching them over to his one, well, he got a whole bunch of miners he's still going to use on the, you know, regular Bitcoin Cash? I mean, what's he going to do?
Yeah, so that's a good point. So assuming that there's a fork, because there's technically possible, if he does the 51% attack right out of the gate, he can possibly prevent a fork from happening. There's a technical way he could do that. But if he's unable to prevent the fork from happening, then yes, he has to mine his coin and he has to try and attack the Bitcoin Cash network. That's going to be a lot harder for him to do both.
Okay. Right? Wait. Let me get this straight. Bitcoin Cash is going to hard fork. They're going off because we're just going to hard fork. We got some, you know, we flipped the switch and we got it better and doing and better and better. This guy going, hey, I got a whole bunch over here doing. You're going to go do another one? Well, that messes up my plan of whatever. So I'm going to try and stop that because I want to control and dominate over here.
Yeah. And part of this, Ernie, is patents, right? He's been patenting everything under the sun.
Then those all go away when you go to the hard fork.
Yeah, so specifically, there's one change that we're making to Bitcoin Cash to add a little bit of new functionality that he thinks interferes with his patents. And so he doesn't want people to be able to get for free what he can charge licenses for.
Oh, my God.
So why he's taking a big stink.
All right. Let's clear this up. We're coming back, and let's get, you know, because you assume I know nothing because I know nothing. All right, here we go.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Don't stop me, cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky.
And a couple other laws too. You know, this of it, you can't defy the law of supply and demand, you know, and that's what we're dealing with here. All right. Let me see if I can get this straight, so make sure that we all understand what's going on. Because I don't know. I kind of know something. I see kind of, something, somebody tell me about something, and we get Chris Pasilla on. Now, Chris, we've had you on before, haven't we?
Yeah, you know, once or twice.
So I'm going, yeah, you know, Chris will hook us up. He'll explain it to me. Now, I could do it off air and come back and sound all smart and everything, or I could learn with you guys. Well, that's what we're doing, okay? We're going to find out what the hell is going on. Bitcoin Cash is going to make an improvement that's going to, you know, give some more function. They're going to do a bunch of other stuff, and we're going into the future and Bitcoin Cash, and a lot of development's being done on Bitcoin Cash because it's not as, you know, becoming centralized and we rule you in GoldmanSucks.gov coin and Bitcoin that's going to be, and after the economy takes a dump here and everything, yes, crypto, ta-da, here to save the day, and it's in the form of whatever Goldman Sachs said. In fact, they even have it now. It's a crypto U.S. dollar thing that's already out there. I mean, they're sitting there waiting. You know, I'm just going, yeah, that's whatever they say, it ain't it, okay? Well, Bitcoin Cash is sitting over there quietly just chugging along, and people are developing on, and it's becoming, and it's kind of stable. It's sitting there, you know, kind of, you know, a tenth of, and it's just, you know, plugging along over there. And then there's a, you know, they, them, those are buying it up because they can. It's cheap, man. We got it. They get all the mining power and so on. And then Bitcoin Cash is going, we're going to do a hard fork. We're going to go over to this new technology. We're going to change it a little bit over here. And some of the guys, they go, whoa, 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 wait, wait, wait. We see Bitcoin Cash is doing good. We see Bitcoin Cash had it going on. We see Bitcoin Cash is being adopted. It was easier and cheaper and, you know, had more scale. But we were seeing, and we were grabbing all that up and getting patents on it. We were saying, and you're going to do this with Bitcoin Cash, and you have to do it this way, and you do it through our thing, and it's going to be patented, and then you're going to change it? Oh, hell no, because we got big, giant plans for you're not allowed to do that. So the attack comes in. I, you know, that's exactly what's going on. I understand now. So the thing is that how do you control that? If you buy up all of the mining, if you get all of these pools, if you get a whole bunch of your own mining equipment or buy up old mining equipment, then you can get to where you have the miners that's called a 51% attack because 51% of the mining power can vote whatever the hell they want to do with it. But if you go hard fork, that don't matter. Yeah, you can vote all you want over there. We're not there anymore. And we're over here now. So when you do that, they're like, damn it, I can't let them go over there. I must crush them first in order. But you're still mining on SHA-256 mining equipment. S9 will still go to the new fork, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so like the philosophy of the Bitcoin Cash developers is, look, we put out software. And people can either use it or they don't use it, right? This is voluntarism, right? We can't force you to use our software. We can't force you to associate with people you don't want to associate. If our software is successful, it's because it's successful in the marketplace, because people saw value in it and wanted to use it for various purposes. Craig Wright's view is that he doesn't want to compete for users. He wants to crush the opposition. You know, in basically, what is a form of a hacking attack? Really, this is a 51% attack is a known vulnerability in Bitcoin Cash and other cryptocurrencies. So he wants to use this known vulnerability to essentially take away user choice, right? Like the Bitcoin Cash developers are saying, hey, you can use our software or don't use our software. If you want to use Craig Wright's software, use Craig Wright's software. It's all voluntary. Craig Wright saying, under no circumstances am I going to allow them to use other people's software. I'm going to attack their software, and then I'm going to try and force people to use mine, which is basically as authoritarian as you can get.
Okay, but let's look at the reality here. Tomorrow, you're going to be able to do either. It's going to hard fork, and I go, all right. I go in, I have some S9s that I do on BTC.com. I turned off all but three or four just because, damn, 17 cents. I got to hold back on this, let my L3s do something. So I'm going, all right. So I can go in right now. Can I go to BTC and say, hey, man, I want to, you know, mine this new guy. Got to go through and freaking figure out what button to push. It's always a just button, according to you guys. But I go in there and I say, the new Bitcoin Cash hard fork, I wish to mine that. I can do that, yes or no?
Yeah, I believe so. BTC.com is supporting what I would call the Bitcoin Cash side, the Bitcoin Cash developers. They're not supporting Craig Wright, so yeah.
Okay, so I go in there and I say, make the change. I want it when it goes, I'm flipping that on. Now, what's Greg going to be doing? He's going to be trying to mine the same thing to get the majority of the hashing power on the new fork to be able to control it or something, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think, so I'm not exactly sure what specific type of attack he wants to do, but there's a couple things he could do. One is he could just mine empty blocks and prevent people from making transactions on the chain, and in hopes that people eventually just give up. And the second thing he could do is
So what if he mined empty blocks? If it you got enough hashing power out there, so it takes 30 minutes, and you know somebody else wins or something. I mean,
well, if he has 51%, he can reject every other miner's block, so no other miner will make money other than him. The way Bitcoin works is, if you have 49% of the hashing power, you get 49% of the blocks and 49% of the reward. If you go over 50%, all of a sudden you get 100% of the reward and everyone else gets zero. So all the other miners would potentially make zero money, and he would mine every last block. So this is effectively like a denial of service attack where people can't make transactions because he's just refusing to mine them.
He'd be burning through some money there.
Yeah, he would. And he's apparently crazy enough that he's just going to do this for as long as it takes, he says.
And he has the financial resources behind him of somebody, they, them, those, that'll make sure.
Yeah, apparently, yep. The other thing he could try and do is he could allow normal transactions and he could allow Bitcoin Cash to work for a little while, and then go back and wipe out and override a number of blocks in
the chain.
Well,
he better have a boatload of hashing power then.
Well, if he has 51%, he can do that, right?
What?
Yeah, that's what a 51% attack does.
No, I didn't know 51% could go retro.
Yeah, you can wipe out previous trans. You can unconfirm transactions, basically. So, any exchanges that were doing
okay,
business.
Okay, time out. I have a blockchain, and I understand that with super great hashing power, you can go back and undo back previous of, but that I thought that was like impossible mathematics of, oh my God. And you're telling me that with 51% of the hashing power, you can go back how far? Forever?
Yes, you go back forever. It'll take a long time to go back forever, so most likely it would be maybe the last 10 blocks or last 50 blocks or something like that he might wipe out, but he could do it, yeah.
I mean, these are all things people said they couldn't do. All right, more. Chris Pasilla when we come back.
Is spreading the message.
What? All right. Well, the thing is that we're going to be exposing just how much, and a lot of this is bluster and BS unless he has the resources and those, and he's not making this claim until he's sure he's got the resources of somebody's over there with the purse strings saying, yeah, you could be the head guy of go get him.
Yeah, so he has one of his buddies is a billionaire, this guy named Calvin Ayer, who's been financing him, and Calvin.
That don't mean shit. I mean hundreds of billions. You know, it when you're talking doing this kind of thing, you may be. I'm a billionaire. Yeah, well, your billions go away in electrons. You keep doing this shit.
Well, yeah, exactly. But this really should be a wake up call to a lot of other people too. This is, you know, Bitcoin Cash has about 10% of the mining power of the Bitcoin network, and if one guy can do this to Bitcoin Cash, certainly, like, a state-level actor would have no problem doing this to Bitcoin.
Which is what, right? I've been screaming forever. I'm going, a couple hundred billion ain't shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Well, this is also why you got, different methods coming in. You got, other than blockchain, it was called what the hell it was, I can't remember now. The Mahoney was going on about it, hash cap, whatever it is. And then you have some other technology. Hopefully, we'll be able to do some kind of the same stuff. But You know, blockchain was supposed to not allow for this kind of thing. And but then they go, well, 51%. And then as a PSYOP, they're going, oh, no. We leave this pool. We got to keep it under 50%. So then these pools do it. And I'm going, yeah, you're kind of doing that voluntarily. That's just kind of BS on the community. Oh, no, we wouldn't do that. People will, you know, back off and they'll go join other pools. And it kind of happened. Just see, it kind of fixed itself. No, it didn't fix itself. They were of the opinion they didn't want to scare people off. So that's why they did it. To get away from this 51% thing until they needed it. Now they need it. Now they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this is really, I think, I mean, we've seen 51% attacks on some smaller coins. And so basically what I just mentioned earlier, where you can override previous blocks, there've been a couple instances where people have done this to defraud exchanges. They send some money to an exchange, make some trades, and then override, you know, X number of blocks and take their money back, basically. That's happened on a few occasions on some smaller coins that didn't have a lot of mining power. You know, this is kind of the first time it's happening on a major coin. And we'll see if it happens. I would say maybe up in the air. It's probably 50-50 whether he's successful or not.
No, I want him to do it. It's all bluster and bullshit, or he can do it. I want to know. Let's do it.
Well,
I can go. Woohoo!
You can go on the network today and you can see how much mining power he has on the Bitcoin Cash network. And he has around like 65% of the Bitcoin Cash mining power right now.
But that's only on the other one. And if he goes to tries to be 51% of the new one, he's got to split his rate. I mean, he could lose his ass.
Yeah. He would have to try and split it between both his and Bitcoin Cash. But his coin, he might just mine that at a really low rate, you know, and just put everything else on Bitcoin Cash. And so I don't know. Then it becomes, you know, do the defenders of Bitcoin Cash try and attack his coin to force him to put hash rate onto his coin? So
all right, here we're coming back. Let's talk about it. Yeah, here we go.
Strategies.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, we got something to be relatively concerned about. We've been waiting for this kind of stuff forever and always, and I just, you know, you know, all right, when you're talking to a lot of the, you know, the geek guys and the just button people, it's always, well, you just this and you just that and you'll just and jive. Show me this just button you guys keep talking about. So there's no just button. The concept may be easy and you get, but it's always the devil's in the details. And the detail has come down to this. If they, them, those can, you know, maintain, enhance, expand, control your life to their benefit, they are. If they can they? They go, Ernie, do you really think they would this or that? I go, I don't know. Can they? Well, then they are. And math, you can sit there and look at it and see whether you can or not. Well, it's a lot of it is just bluster and BS and threat and we're going to and kind of, and, you know, and Bitcoin Cash, its value starting to go down, even in the announcement of a hard fork. Now, this hard fork means I'm going to get Bitcoin Cash and whatever this other one's going to be. So I'll double up. Well, will they go to half? Will they go up? Well, Bitcoin Cash, the way it is now, there's a competitor that likes Bitcoin. He wants it to be the central command of fiat. We're going to rule you with Uncle Sam approval of. And so to control Bitcoin Cash, all he has to do is just buy up a bunch of hashing power, a bunch of mine. And I got gazillion dollars, and I'm going to do it, and you're not making any money anyway. So they drive it down. And when you're only talking for all crypto, a couple hundred billion dollars, if that now, you got all that out there, well, you can set whatever price you want. You can keep it from going down here. Now, what did I just see? For the past few months, Bitcoin has been more stable than the S&P 500. How did that happen? Because they made sure it happened. You want to keep volatility's good, man. Let it go wherever it's going to go. I don't care. Let it go. When it starts getting stable and it just stays right there, why? Because somebody's keeping it that way. Somebody's buying it when they need to buy it. They're selling when they need to sell. And it's just sitting there and it's keeping, because it's all about stability. When the dollar instability is going to be shown, We're going to a cryptocurrency for the United States of America. Get over it. It's happening. And it's going to be the one that they, them, those want. And Bitcoin Cash is a threat to that because it's outside that system, that mindset. So what do? They go and get up all of the hashing power and say, hey, man, we rule this. Well, we're going to change and hard fork to a different Bitcoin Cash. Wait. You're mucking up our crap, man. You're not allowed to do that. And I'm going to keep you from doing that, even though you're supposed to be able to do it anytime you want. But I'm going to make it to where you can't because I got money and bluster and BS. Now, then we need to know, is it real bluster and BS? I am of the opinion that somebody like this, an individual, doesn't come out saying this stuff unless he's got, you know, Rothschild money or Goldman Sachs dot somebody, whatever the hell, deep state kind of whatever you want to call it, who's going to do it, behind him. And if they don't, you know, they could lose control of this entire thing just by people keep going on to their new and better individual people money, because this has to be people money. So the threat of that is just how many computers can you buy to threaten that? And if it's not this guy, hell, it could be China. Hell, they make them anyway, you know, the miners. Yeah. So I'm wondering, is there a solution? Can Bitcoin Cash, the new one, survive this kind of thing? Is it even possible? And I guess you're going to call their bluff and we're going to find out. Are we going to find out?
I think we're definitely going to call his bluff, but you know, we'll see. So again, what he's really threatening is a war of attrition. Then he's basically saying, I'm willing to lose more money than you're willing to lose. And I guess we'll have to wait and see. And we'll also have to see how the market responds to this. Hopefully the market does not respond positively to his side and does respond positively to the Bitcoin Cash side. I think that would help our case.
Well, the merchants that have chosen to go with Bitcoin Cash development and all this, do they have to make any big giant change to follow, you know, Bitcoin Cash and the payment system that they're building on now?
No, it's hardly any change. It's a very small tweak.
They got to do something. You got merchants got to push a button or something.
They have to upgrade their software to a new version. It's not super difficult. It's just a button.
See, you guys always say that, and I'm a merchant pizza guy of whatever, and I go, oh, God, I gotta upgrade another freaking, man, what is this, Microsoft? I mean, you know, so I go in, and it's a just button you guys got. You better have a just button.
Well, what a lot of these services are doing, like Coinbase and this sort of stuff, is they're pausing trading and withdrawals and this sort of stuff till they can see what happens, because there's a lot of uncertainty. So this wouldn't have happened if he wasn't doing this. It would be a relatively smooth upgrade, and, you know, we'd be right back.
So it's a big giant FUD.
Yeah.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. He's like, ooh, y'all better be afraid now.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, maybe he's actually going to do it. Maybe he's not going to. I don't really think this guy.
He needs to try. Like, we're not going to learn anything if he doesn't do it. Do it. Let's go, man.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. He's also not right in the head. If you watch this guy's Twitter feed, he's more of a loose cannon than like Donald Trump, right? He's like 10 times more of a loose cannon than
Donald Trump on Ambien.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, this is, so what do you think, you know, from my perspective, you know, this is how it went. Okay, I get a couple miners and I'm going, you know, I'm just, because out of philosophy, I'm going to be supporting Bitcoin Cash because of the philosophy right here. Bitcoin, yep. BCH to the moon, okay? Because that used to be just B. And I had Donna, she cut out and, you know, did her whatever the hell that is, you know, cuts out vinyl and put the BCH on there to the moon, this logo that I have up here. And the reason I took that down, Bitcoin, it went dark side. And I'm going, I'm not, Bitcoin Cash, okay, I'm back in. All right, we'll go and play with that. So the thing is I have L3s that mine Litecoin, and that's how I get my Bitcoin, and I kind of, you know, play with that. And usually I take that and I go buy some other altcoins and I'd spread it around. I don't really stay in Bitcoin that much because it's not that I don't think it's going to go up to the moon or something. It's because it just doesn't represent what I wish to support. So when I do the S9s, I put it Bitcoin Cash. Well, what does Roger Ver tell me? He goes, yeah, Ernie, well, you could still mine and make more with Bitcoin and then sell it and get more Bitcoin Cash. I go, yeah, I could, but I don't care. I'm just philosophically. And I'm going, nope, I will just do Bitcoin Cash. So the thing is that, well, now I can't afford. I mean, it's a difference of a nickel terahash now or something. It's like, I don't know, 22, 23 cents Bitcoin per terahash, you know, down to 17 for Bitcoin Cash. So He's driving this out. I'm like, fine, I'll just turn it off. I'm good.
Yeah,
but when it goes to
wants,
the,
yep.
But when he, but I can't afford it. I mean, that's what he's counting on. You know, Electricity's expensive on these things. So I'm going, okay, well, what happens when it goes to the new one? Well, I get nailed up. Well, I can do it for a few days, a week, a month, or whatever. You know, I just go, yep, I'm doing a new one for the same reason, out of a philosophical decision.
Yeah,
and I wonder how many other people will be doing that. So that's what we're going to find out.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, there's a lot of people I know them personally who are probably going to do exactly what you just said you're going to do. And we probably collectively have more mining power than he does. It's a question of like, how long are we willing to take losses for? I don't know, like, Ernie, like, how long would you be willing to mine at a loss for?
Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, I have to turn on 15 gazillion miners, but I'd do a couple just out of principle, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, hey, you lost. Yeah, well, sooner or later, it's going to pay off anyway, or, you know, they can bite. But this is what you're going to find worldwide is a support for people money. And these guys are making a decision based on the fact that it's just going to be a monetary thing, and it's what fiat is going to be done by. So Uncle Sam is going to say, we approve that one, and that's the one. And the real decision is going to come down to individuals that want people money and suck it, you know? Is that pirate? Give me pirate money. I need hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. I'm all pirated up. Give me some pirate money. Is this going to be pirate money? If it's not, I'll go to another pirate money. I don't care. You know, which one's pirate money? And
yeah,
if Bitcoin Cash is going to be pirate money, I'll support. I'll take a little bit of a loss, you know, for a while in the future that it's going to be pirate money. But if it's not, then why the hell am I wasting my time? Your ouch quit it argument. You see my point?
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. Pirate money. Pirate money, pirate money. Now, is that clear?
Yep.
I mean, I need it's just another link in the chain of the crown if it's not pirate money. And my thing is the changes in what you're doing with Bitcoin Cash and this, are we going, you know, more anonymity, more speed, cheaper transact? Are we getting more pirate money? Or are you starting to get some traits and we can blend in with and Uncle Sam says we like this one? I mean, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so the primary focus on Bitcoin Cash thus far has kind of been scalability and speed. We had a really nice developer conference. There's probably about 20 of us from different implementations and this sort of stuff. We went to a resort in Italy to discuss improving the security of zero confirmation transactions, and we came away. It was pretty productive. We came away with a lot of good stuff that we can implement. There are things like that. Also, part of this particular upgrade that we're doing or trying to do. In this hard fork tomorrow is to kind of lay a little bit of a foundation for to make the software more scalable for the future. Those are sort of things. Privacy is certainly a big concern of a lot of people, but it's a tricky one because right now all the privacy technology antagonistic with scalability, right? So the more privacy stuff you layer in, the kind of the less scalable the coin becomes. So it's an area where there's a lot of active research, and we still haven't really quite found the silver bullet as far as privacy goes. The silver bullet would be something where we could have, you know, super privacy, but it doesn't harm the scalability of the system either. And so we're still kind of looking for that. But you know, there are certain things, like people have worked on like coin mixing stuff for Bitcoin Cash called Cash Shuffle, and you know, things like this that can help in the short term from a privacy perspective.
Well, this is, you know, I've been following this forever, you know, and then when the Zcash came out, and then we went to Horizon, and my thing was, I go, you mean in the transaction memo field, you can have like a field that does like text messaging? Yeah. And I go, and it's zero proof. So you're telling me that I can have, well, we got to wait for an upgrade, which is about now, this month they were talking about, you know, 6 months ago. Then they go, yeah, because it takes like 30 seconds for the processing power of a smartphone to be able to go, whoa. So you're saying I can do it? I just got to wait 30 seconds? I don't give a shit. You're telling me that I can have private messaging? What the hell are you guys waiting on? You see my point? So I'm just, I need this kind of, I need, so that you can't do this kind of thing. You know, this is, you know, and, we're going to find out. Let's get to it. All right, here we're coming back. Let's talk about it.
LRN.FM.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Yep. Here she come. This is what the conversation that Corbett and I had been having for years, you know, is the individual. What are we up against? What is it? What is this about? What? You know, all our activism, all the crap that we've done since for 30 years, three decades I've been doing. What has it been? The individual versus the collective in every aspect, in banking, in information, in sharing, in commerce, in you know, life, in raising your children, in. There's always somebody else going to tell me how to do it. And whenever you start to break free, whenever you start to get out, whenever you start to, oh, man, there's bucket crabs yanking your ass back in saying, hell no, you're not allowed. Well, what happens when I go to Mars? Oh, yeah? Space Force! So, you know, the Alliance cruisers are going to explain it to you. They're going to help protect your property rights on your asteroid of what? What? You know, so whenever you start to break free, here it comes. And it's here we're going again. If they, them, those can, they are going to, you know, have their say. Well, here we go. And they got a representative of this guy out of Australia. I've been hearing about him forever, and he making whatever claims. And it may be that Satoshi is a group, a thing, an entity, and he kind of had something to do with, and he got to be the spoke, and they let him allow him to go say. And they're not going to challenge it because he gets to do whatever the hell they want. And this guy, you always pick the guy, he's not quite right anyway. So, you know, here we go. How many times have we been through this before? Can the technology and the people that are doing it free us from centralized control? We're going to find out tomorrow. So tomorrow, you know, I'm going to, right now, when we get done, did I go in there? They have the upgrade that I can make the selection of mining your new Bitcoin Cash if I want to. Can I do it now? Can I?
Can you mine with the new upgrade?
Well, I got to go push a button somewhere and tell them I want to. I mean, when do I get to do that?
You'll be able to do it tomorrow, probably around noon, sometime around noon tomorrow.
Probably. Gosh, well, I mean, you know, I only got so much brain cells here, man. You got to help me out.
The fork activates depending on the time and the block stamp. So it's somewhere between like 12 to 12:30 Eastern time, my time, somewhere in that neighborhood, it'll activate.
All right. So it'd be right after the show. I walk out there and I look for some button to push. I log into my account and I'm like, okay, what? I got to do something. Somebody got to watch a YouTube. I mean, you know, seriously.
I'm not even sure if you're going on BTC.com and you just say, I want to mine BCH, I'm pretty sure you'll be mining, you know, the BCH side, not Craig Wright's side. I don't think you have to do anything other than that.
God. We'll go find out, damn it. All right, I've got to do some freaking studying. Damn it. That's one thing I hate about it. You can't never just set it there. All right. So this is going to be an attempt for him to try, and just like they tried to do with Bitcoin Cash, to run it out of business. Now they go, all right, fine, we're going to have to take it over. They're taking it over right when you freaking sneaky bastards, you went and started and went a new fork, and damn it. So they're trying to stop that because, and what if you went another one and another one and another one? We can't keep up, damn it. You know, we're diversifying our mining power out enough to where we can't maintain control of what you're doing. That's what they're concerned about. How far off am I?
It sounds pretty accurate to me.
All right. So this is having what effect on merchants and so on? Are they nervous? Are they sitting on the sidelines? We're not going to be able to process for a day? What?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of merchants are using kind of third-party systems like BitPay and this sort of stuff. And like most of those systems are suspending payments in Bitcoin Cash until this whole thing is resolved.
Starting when? Now? Tomorrow?
So I think Coinbase said starting 8 a.m. tomorrow, they're suspending it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 All right. So what's the worst case scenario?
I think the absolute worst case scenario is Bitcoin Cash doesn't exist after tomorrow. And the only thing we have is BSV, which is Craig Wright's token. And he's going to try and claim that that's the new Bitcoin Cash, but I mean, I'm not going to use it if that happens. I've done a lot of work writing a lot of code too. I have a lot of cool stuff that I haven't released yet, and I'm sure as hell not going to release it on his chain. So I don't know. I have to go find something else to work on. Well, so let me say, we do have things that we like, nuclear options, like changing the hash rate for Bitcoin Cash, right? There are like nuclear options, changing the hashing algorithm or changing the consensus algorithm in some way. We do have some nuclear options that we could do that we'd much prefer not to do. But I guess we'll kind of see if it comes to that.
So the real threat, I don't even understand what the real threat is. You go, all right, we're over here now. It's a hard fork and we're over here. So his only threat is he can go, yeah, well, I'm going to take all of my miners and I'm going to point it over there and I'm going to mine the crap out of your new and I own you. And then he leaves vulnerable the other one, which all the networks won't be on because they went to the new one or not. So the old BCH would be worthless and that's what he wants. And then they're going to try and take over the new one. I mean, well, what's the plan here?
Yeah, well, his plan, yeah, he wants to make the BCH worthless, and then he wants to kind of pitch his coin as the substitute. Like, this is the new BCH, and I don't think a lot of people will buy that.
Is anybody developing on it? I mean, will it be good for like a month? I mean, what?
So the only people developing on it are his company. He has a company called Enchain, and it's basically like proprietary development. Apparently, they're doing all their development is... I guess it's like closed source. They did put out an open source version of their client, but there hasn't been any public commits to development over the last month. So apparently they're doing everything closed source and in-house. And so, which is not surprising. I mean, it's basically, he's going to own whatever system.
So any open source, it just works. Anybody can do in payment systems of, and we're outside of the central command. It has to be under attack. If it can't be co-opted, it must be destroyed.
Exactly. And he's even been on Twitter attacking the notion of permissionless. He's saying Bitcoin is not intended to be permissionless, right? You talk about the doublespeak. He's like telling people permissionless means communist and this, like, you know, this sort of stuff, trying to rally people to his coin. And I don't know how people are buying into this, right? I mean, this guy's, you know, you often wonder, you know, how do people like, you know, fascist dictators come into power?
Media. But we had this discussion yesterday on Trump Report. It was exactly this. Well, you know, so many people say this, and how come people do that, and they vote this way, have they got it, and they said, I'm going, how do you know that? Well, the vote total number says this, or the media poll says that, or it's some central command of data point of some that's bullshit from the beginning. I go, you're assuming I believe what their computer says anyway. I'm going, so you go, how do people do it? How do you know they do? It's because you're just going by what they say or their robot Twitter freaking posting BS. You know, this is just, it's not, most people are sitting around going, hey, man, just tell me which flag to pledge to and we'll be done with it. It's always the battle of guys like you going up against them with a faith in what you're doing, which is why we did Pirates Without Borders. That philosophy of each one of those letters is the why. Why are we doing this? Why are we against central authority? Why are we raising our black banner? Why? Because the individual needs to have the capacity to be an individual and not just a drone to the collective. We're up against this collective thing, and they're trying to collectivize blockchain technology and cryptocurrency because it's a threat. And if that is the battle, I'm saying onward battle, man. Let's freaking do it without, you know, you got to make them do it. I want to make them say it. They're saying it. And I want to make them do it. Do it. Do it. Because what comes out of this is going to be even better and screw you. So I'm with you, brother, man. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I completely agree. Let's do it.
Do it. Make them do it. Guys, what we're going to learn from it? I don't know, but we're going to learn, and it's going to be obvious to everyone. If they can, they are. Period. In the freaking story. Because their whole goal is not what you want. It's what they want. And what do they want, Chris? Come on. Tell me, what do they want? What do they want?
No more Bitcoin.
They want control over whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
They'd be more than happy to go to some crypto. Now we're going to get mandated crypto of GoldmanSachs.gov coin. Here it freaking comes. I don't know what the hell you guys think's happening. You know, and this, a lot of the guys in the space are going, yeah, it'll shoot to the moon. I go, of course it will. Yeah? To enslave you.
Exactly.
You know, I go, yeah, they go, woo, see, it's successful. It went to $1 billion. And I'm going, yeah, as long as they control it and they can see everything. You know, what if it's, $100? I don't care. I can just transfer back and forth and be private, and they can't, and permissionless of everybody's got a wallet. Oh, they can't have that when half of the planet is coming online. There's half of the planet's not even online. And what kind of bank are they going to have? In their smartphone pocket? Not allowed. Yeah, I see this thing. This is so freaking obvious. I'm shocked it took this long. Okay?
Yeah.
So now you're going to be, and it's coming to y'all tomorrow. And when tomorrow happens, it's going to be, and all Bitcoin Cash has to do is just continue. All it has to do is survive. All it has to do, somebody mining it. All it has to do is to keep going. That's all it has to do. But they have to not just beat it or be more than or do it. They must crush it out of existence. Yep. That is, are they going to be able to do that? How would they do that?
So he's going to try and just take as much of a loss as he has to until no one else is mining it but him, and he can, make the chain basically useless. No transactions are allowed to be made, that sort of stuff. We'll see if he can do it. I think he's going to have, once this starts, I think he already is thought of really low in the community.
Doesn't matter. He's going to take SHA-256 processing, hash power, and he's got to move it from somewhere. Well, where's that going to get moved from? It's going to be the old BCH and Bitcoin. When he does that, it's going to go over. Well, a lot of the guys are going to go, all right, I'll take my miners and go over here, and I'll just mine me some Bitcoin. I'll go, I'll be back up to 30 cents a terahash. Yeehaw, man, I'm going to be making some. Then what do they do with that? Bitcoin, the new Bitcoin goes down low, and I'll take all my Bitcoin money I made over here, and I'll go buy me some more of the new Bitcoin Cash. Ah, no, 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 no. See, it's always going to flow back and forth between whatever, and it's what the future is going to be, and it's going to be faith in the philosophy of being able to be outside of a central command. And that is what, the threat is. And you're right. It's going to be who can outlast, but it may go in a different form that they didn't anticipate. Something as simple as, all right, fine, I'm mining a bunch of, traditional Bitcoin back over, Bitcoin, what the hell you call it, Bitcoin over here. And then I just take the profits from that. That'd be going up. And I go buy me the new Bitcoin Cash. Okay.
Yeah.
Now what? And thank you for, mining it at cheap so I can get it cheap. That was nice of you. You see my point?
Yep.
So then what? And then because if he mines the new protocol He's not going to be able to change it. He'll try and go back and say, well, the transactions aren't valid back to whatever the hell. But if I'm, you know, a day ahead and, you know, I got a day's worth out of Bitcoin, he's not going to be able to change that, is he?
Maybe. You know, so he could possibly overwrite a day's worth of blocks. A day is a lot, but he might be able to do it if he's the only one mining and everyone else has kind of given up, so to speak. A day's worth of blocks seems within range of what might be feasible.
Now, would that make the new crypto unable to be purchased? I mean, I can't go and buy them. I mean, he's going to shut down the exchanges. That'll have the effect of no transaction goes through. Because this is the big thing that I can see. This is what's happening. When the economy takes a dump and we get the next Cyprus, so we're going to bail out whatever the hell, this is where cryptos come in. They go, somebody's going to benefit. It's going to be, I don't know, you know, if Nexus had their stuff done and ready, you know, that might, you know, do it. Horizon's going to be doing whatever, or Monero, or there's others that, you know, that. But the big threat, the Bitcoin central command, is Bitcoin Cash in their mind, because it's got that damn name Bitcoin in it. You got, you know, you can't, it's Bcash, and they get all freaking nutted up. So then you have that as the threat. Well, they go, all right, we got to squash that like a bug. Are they going to go after the other ones? Because it's just going to be a balloon they keep squishing, jello between their fingers. It'll go to somewhere else. But they want to get...
So Craig Wright has said, now I'm really skeptical that he would have enough money to do this, but he said that after destroying Bitcoin Cash, he wants to move on to other ones like Ethereum and Dash, and he wants to do the same thing to all of them. You know, that is basically, you know, 51% attack them until there's nothing left. He said this publicly, so...
Yeah, he's got his boys behind him. You think the big, bad they, them, those don't see this as a legitimate threat?
Yeah.
I guarantee it. You know, it's just whether they can or not. The thing is that, you know, we're getting all freaked out. Ooh, it's hundreds of billions. And I'm going, that ain't chicken shit money. Hell, they print that as, you know, change walking around money.
Yeah.
So it has to be outside of that. I'm telling you, if it's going to be, you can look back when this first started back in 2009-10. And wherever Satoshi came from, and this is an AI program of how this is going to, you know, work out in the future of the aliens from Alpha Sin, whatever, and we went through this millennia ago, let me show you how to do it, or whatever the hell, you know, they're going to be, you know, surprised by how planned this. I mean, I just went through the World War One conspiracy video of James Corbett of they've been planning forever and always to think that this wasn't part of it or didn't, you know, get into their little secret meeting or whatever is to be naive. So I'm just going, all right, it's got to play out. It's got to play out. What's it going to wind up being? Silver. Well, now it's down in the 13s or something again. I'm going, okay, I'll be buying me some more silver. Screw them, you know? So, all crypto to me was my silver moving money. I mean, that's why you mean I can convert and go and I'm in Uruguay and I get it back? Okay, I'm good. Let's just do that. So, so I've been following this from the beginning, man, since 9-10. Back in, you know, all these guys sitting around the park bench at Porkfest telling me how they're going to change the planet with, you know, Roger and Eric and all these guys. So this has been a long time coming to get to this point now. This is the test because you represent the biggest threat the financial system has had, and they're going to have to pull it out of their butt and crush you, and they will put any, and that's why he's so confident, because he's been in the little meetings and they explained it to him. Oh, you're the point guy on this. You want to be the hero or the villain? Not a problem. But we got all the freaking money in the world to do it.
Yep.
Can they? You see my point?
Well, I mean, at some point it's going to be a game of whack-a-mole for them.
Yep. No. There's other currencies and other technology and other, and it just, you know, and we're done. You know, that's one thing. I just saw a guy, ZeroNet, you know, decentralized internet thing, gave a talk at a TED Talk. You know, we just had it up this weekend, and I'm going, wow. And they had canceled a TED Talk on decentralized internet before. He'd come, you know, him or somebody on there, and they canceled it. Of course they did. So then he comes up with this one, and James is really interested in that. I'm going, look, man, this whole thing is about decentralization, and the TED Talk people, they kind of had to put in the can clapping because they were like not digging it, you know, because that's not this crowd. It's the individual versus the collectivization of everything, this technocracy stuff, and you guys are on the tip of the spear front line to freaking morrow.
Yeah.
Let's plan on this. I want to have you. Can you come back next week sometime? We can talk about what happened.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do that because we're going to need to get up to speed. All right, I get my next guest. Hey, thanks for you know, coming on and, you know, making us aware of this. We'll be paying attention.
Yeah, thanks, Ernie.
You bet. Peace, brother. Bye.
All right. Yep.